Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Matthew Schmidt. Matthew is the owner of the Tofu Shop, and they provide the north coast of California with locally made organic artisan tofu and soy products. And this has been for over 30 years. You're actually coming up on 40 years of making tofu.
Pretty close.
So let's go back to your kind of history of how you first became introduced to tofu and started making it.
Well, I was first introduced to tofu making when I was living in southwestern Colorado in Telluride, as a matter of fact. Back then, it was kind of a sleepy post-mining town and hadn't really become much of a ski area yet. There was a small co-op there, and there was a gentleman making tofu with his wife for the little co-op. They taught me how to make tofu with a friend. Then they promptly bowed out of the little town there, and so my friend Tim Mecki and myself kept the tofu making going.
Uh-huh. What brought you to Humboldt County?
I was looking for another community. You know, Telluride is very turning into kind of a party vacation place. And I was looking for more of a, a family-oriented, diverse community. I had family here, traveled through, looking around the area, and then ended up finding work here. So I stayed.
Okay. Then you decided to go into the business of having your own tofu shop, and that was in the early 80s, and it was actually a tofu shop deli.
That's right. Well, we actually had a little tofu shop in Colorado. I sold off to some employees. Didn't really plan on starting another one here, but when I moved here, there was a group of people actually that were making tofu in their kitchens and selling it in the local fairs and such. So there was a market. Just turned out that I was between jobs and a shop space opened up and decided to jump back into it. So we did, friends and family, rent a shop space where the Sushi Dao currently is in Northtown Arcata and opened up a little takeout deli there. I had a girlfriend who did baking and we made tofu in the back room, created tofu concoctions, sandwiches, desserts, salads, and sold them out the front of the deli. And then out the back door, we started wholesaling our product in some of the local stores. We were in that building from 1980 to 1992.
Okay. And then you were one of the very first businesses in the Foodworks Culinary Center when you decided to go into just solely manufacturing tofu.
Well, that was a very interesting experience. Looking back, I'd say it was a really educational, a good move. As far as on the business level, it represented focusing on manufacturing instead of retail. So I was able to pour all of my energy just into manufacturing. When we moved, we were able to upgrade our equipment. We had a more of a manufacturing infrastructure in that building. We were able to expand our product line. The interaction with the other businesses, I think there were 10 or 12 little food companies when we first moved into that building. That was really a unique experience. Created some close friendships that I still maintain with other local business owners, as a matter of fact. So I'd say that was a really good experience.
And then you, in 2002, moved into your own plant.
Yes, there was a little lot available for sale right next door to the Foodworks building, which we were able to purchase from the city. And we got financing with Bedwood Region Economic Development Commission. And we were able to design and build our own custom tofu plant. That was in 2002.
Now, how many soybeans do you go through in a year? Well, I don't mean individual. Like, I guess we're talking about tons.
Right. Well, we buy bushels. We buy truckloads at a time. And so there's typically in a truckload, which is a full container, 720 bushels, which is approximately 44,000 pounds. And we buy those trucks about three times a year.
Oh, that's a lot of soybeans.
Right now.
Yeah.
And from every pound of soybean, you get almost 2 pounds of tofu.
So some of the water that you're adding to it when you cook is actually ending up in the final product?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. How do you source certified organic beans?
Well, there's a whole industry, of course. And the way it works for us anyways is that we deal with a middleman called a broker. There's a number of them out there. We use strictly organic. There's all different kinds of soybeans. There's a food grade soybeans that are used for animal feed. There are soybeans that are used for making plastics and, ink. You know, we buy a special high-end premium soybean. And typically when the new crop comes in every year, we'll start getting phone calls and emails from different brokers trying to sell us their beans. Right now we deal with a great company in Iowa, really good reputation. So we deal strictly with them now for probably 5 or 6 years.
Are there challenges with trying to find organic soybeans, or do you find that that's pretty easy to do these days?
These days it is. In the past, there's been periods they've been hard to find for different reasons. Sometimes it's the weather. You know, it's a shortage of crop. The biggest issue we've had 1 year was when the federal government started the ethanol program. They provided a guaranteed price for corn. So a lot of the soybean growers switched to corn to get that guaranteed price for the ethanol program, which limited the amount of soybeans available. And all the large organic meat and dairy companies quickly contracted up all the beans in the country. So that particular year, we had a really difficult time and ended up importing beans from China, believe it or not, certified organic beans.
Right. Now, the process of making tofu, you basically taking the beans and cooking them. Now, you use an open kettle method as opposed to an anaerobic method. Why the difference?
Well, it depends on your scale of production. The open kettle method that we use is more suited for small companies, what they call community tofu companies. And we're a little bigger than a community company right now. We're probably what you would call a regional company. And we do batches throughout the day. So it's just the equipment that we grew into. The next jump up to get into the continuous flow, they call it, where you use enclosed steam injection for cooking the bean, it's a real expensive. You're talking $250,000 just to kind of get it set up.
Is that more like a pressure cooker, that it's a closed system as opposed to an open kettle?
Well, you can use pressure cookers. We could use a pressure cooker for our scale. I don't personally have much experience with that. One of the things I like about the open kettle is that the real traditional nature of it, and it allows a lot of the, soybeans, like other beans, tend to create gas. Uh-huh. And with an open system, you're boiling that ground soybean in water and allowing a lot of those gases to evaporate.
Okay.
So I personally kind of like it, even though it's pretty labor intensive. I think it provides just a real more authentic traditional product.
Well, that's really interesting. I want to learn more about making tofu. So what I'd like to do is come back next week and we can talk some more about making tofu. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Matthew Schmidt about tofu. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.